the 2024 edition of the CISO Summit is SPARK, bringing together cybersecurity leaders, IT professionals, CISOs, experts, and innovators from Ghana and beyond. Join us at the CISO Summit, where we dive deep into the latest trends, challenges, and strategies in cybersecurity. It's not just a conference. It's a gathering of minds to address evolving cyber threats, develop robust security strategies, and promote information sharing. This event will be happening live on the 27th and 28th of March at the Labadi Beach Hotel. Don't miss expert insights, innovative showcases, interactive sessions, and networking opportunities. The rate is a cool 4,000 Ghana cedis for regular and 3,800 for early bird, valid till 23rd February 2024. Secure your spots now. Visit thecisosummit.com or call 0572-760-472. Be part of the cybersecurity revolution.
Imagine strutting into the most anticipated wedding of the year. Ah, only to see seven other girls wearing your exact same outfit.
You are special and one of a kind, and that's why whether it's voice, data or SMS, you get to enjoy personalized offers tailored to your specific needs with MTN Just For You. Dial *141# or select your options on the MyMTN app to redeem your unique Just For You package on Ghana's best mobile network. MTN.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. We are spotlighting women doing amazing things in the tech space. For you listening to me, if you have anybody that you know, a woman in the tech space, whether it's your boss, a colleague doing amazing things, we would like you to share that with us on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997, 055-1111-997. Today we are having a conversation on photography. Some women who are dominating the space, they are dominating the lens. And I have with me two wonderful women. The first is in the person of Sandra Sewa Siang of Sewa Photography. Sandra, you're welcome.
Hi.
The second that I have is Jacqueline Ajoa Kesi. She is of Ajoa Kesi Photography. Jacqueline, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I hope you're okay with me calling you Jacqueline or Ajoa, any of them.
Whichever you're comfortable with.
Okay, that's fine. So thank you so much for joining me here. I spoke about attending a wedding some few months ago, and I saw a lady. She was the main person in charge taking photographs, and it was just amazing how she would bend down and how she was just going about it. It's usually not the norm that we see, but then you find yourself in that space. So we want to just delve into that conversation. How did it all start for you? I'll start with you first, Sandra. How did it start for you, the journey? How did it begin for you? What made you even get into photography in the first place?
Okay, firstly, I want to thank the Almighty God for giving me this platform. Then, secondly, I'll say thank you, Joy FM or Joy Prime. Photography has been a family choice thing. It's my dad's career.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what my dad does. So, I mean, it's a family trend. You have to take some passport pictures before you eat. Because if you are not at the shop, you will not get to eat.
Okay, so you have to do, like, how many are you? And if you say it's the family trend.
I mean, we were five, I'm the only girl. So
okay.
It's like my elderly brothers did it. They took over the shop. I was in school. I come for money. Then it got to my turn. I had to be at the shop, help my dad, follow my dad, go to the lab.
Okay.
So it's like a family thing. But I took it serious. I took it as a profession as compared to my other brothers.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Okay.
So that's where I developed my experience and love for photography.
Okay. Should I say you were forced into it, or you just liked this, the way you have taken it as a profession? I mean, with how it started for you, you had to do it to get some kind of reward. Will you say you just loved it, or you were somehow forced into doing it?
You know, photography has helped me a lot.
Okay.
It has helped me a lot because literally I was from a broken house. And it got to a time we had to sleep at a shop, like there was no money to rent. So my dad's studio became like a home base, something. We eat there, we drink there. People come and diss my dad because photography wasn't a career that people used to respect.
Back then.
So to me, I feel like if I've been able to get myself into school, being educated, why don't I put people wrong? Aside that, photography has been a source of income to my life because it got to a time I didn't have to ask my daddy for something because things were hard. Mm. I had to find my way, go do frames, go to the lab, go print pictures, save up some money. So, and my family is not a family that if your bag is spotted, they'll buy it for you. You have to hustle to buy the bag. So, and there's a proverb that says that you have to cover up your daddy's nakedness or your family's nakedness. Yeah. When Joseph covered up their dad's nakedness, something like that.
So,
as a young girl or a young boy, you should learn how to cover your family's nakedness. You shouldn't make whatever issues or problem that is affecting the home be your challenges.
So
complaining.
For you, photography was the source.
My problem.
And you loved it from what?
Yeah,
you said.
I loved it because it speaks a lot. It makes my story and my career tells people. It motivates people. So
okay, it makes it rich.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, Jacqueline, how about you? I think I'll be getting into some more details from where you said being educated. That's Sandra. But before that, Jacqueline, how about you? How did the journey begin for you getting into photography?
First of all, I'd like to thank the invite and welcome me to the Joy family and to be able to express my career and also in terms of my photography journey. As you mentioned, it hasn't been an easy one because I was young and I was hearing stories about my dad. He used to play with these video cameras and in the house, you take pictures of us when we were kids and everything. So growing up for me, I was already an artist already because I used to draw cartoons and everything and all that, which was pretty much interesting. So as time growing up, I'll get to know myself, get to understand certain things. And I think the first camera that I laid my hands on was when I was in my SHS. Mm. There was a program there, and my dad had to bring this video camera. He was like, go ahead and take some shots of the school.
Okay, so did he do it as a profession or it was just at home? It was like a hobby where you had the device so you get to use it?
Based on his story, because because we were in the UK.
Okay.
I was born in the UK, then we moved to Ghana. So when he was playing with, he took it as a hobby.
Okay.
Hobby. So it wasn't like really like, oh, this is what I'm based to do. So when he was doing it, it was pretty much interesting because when you see the videos, you start laughing, you go like, why do you take this? Why did you edit this? Why? So it was pretty much fun and interesting to watch. So it didn't catch my attention then until when I was in SHS.
Okay.
And after I was done, then I was like, let me do computer graphics. Polish my editing, edit photos and all that. So already my sister was also a filmmaker in the US.
Okay.
And that's when I think it sparked my mind. I was like, you know what, I'll go into photography as well. Not like what my sister is doing actually, but I'll just do what I also crave of doing. Okay. Which would be like my calling and all that. Yeah. So
for both of you, it looks like it runs in the family.
Exactly.
And somehow you have also picked it up. So I'll start with you first, Jackie. You mentioned that you did something in school, editing and all that. So for you, getting into photography, did you have to go through specific school for that, apart from what you just mentioned?
To me, I didn't get to photography school.
Okay.
I was just picking up things there and there. Okay. Just to polish up. So
I don't think we have photography school in Ghana.
Exactly. So I mean,
a lot of self-learning.
Exactly.
Photography, there's no photography school in Ghana.
To be honest,
we have,
I mean,
media,
she's right.
So me, for instance, I studied TV and film production. So I went to school to study photography and I end up in radio, doing TV presenting, like trying to direct switching.
So
floor manager. Like there's no photography in school. If you go to NAFTI, they'll say photojournalism, but you end up doing something cinematography or something. So
even the photography like that, as she mentioned,
GH Media. If you go to GH Media, same thing. TV and film production, media law. You'll be doing
all kinds of things.
But then, I mean, this is just saying something. Then it means that area should probably be developed where people can learn.
Well, if you really want to dive into it,
mm-hmm.
the only way is to do is just watch people's pictures that you see online.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see how people use the kind of tools that they use, which is the editing bit, and also the cameras that they use. Because you cannot say, okay, I'm getting up doing photography. You should know your basics. Exactly. And your basics are just your f-stop, your aperture, and all kinds of...
And
the normal ones.
Doing TV and film production is like doing
don't
photography.
Not teach you all that.
Because if you are using a Panasonic Camo camera, it's the same as setting an ISO on the DSLR.
Mm-hmm.
So going to a media school to learn camera is the same as learning photography, but the difference is that they get to do more of the video aspects using the Premiere Pro, EDIOS, and the rest. But with photography, you'd have to use Photoshop, Capture One, Lightroom, and other softwares. But then, I mean, we are in the same industry. There's no difference.
Yeah.
There's no difference. But to for people to develop photography, like we should develop it. I mean, as time goes on, I think people will have their... Me, like, this is something I want to do.
Yeah,
so
probably, because that's what's just coming to mind. If it's not available, then it means it's an area that needs to be...
IT itself is supposed to be developed.
Yes.
IT itself, because if I tell you the course I read in SHS...
Yes, I need to know that.
What I read Home Econs.
Okay.
I read Home Econs, like, in SHS, because me... I don't really like learning that much. Practical. Yeah.
Okay, you don't like to do a lot of theory.
And
when
with home accounts, at least you pass your elective, then
the rest is practical.
The core subject, you pass yourself through to get CCC.
Yeah.
You see, so, I mean, there's a lot to build in this country itself, especially IT as a whole. We should have an IT SHS school, which will even cut down some of the students in the SHS school.
But now
you have workshops.
I think that should probably be the thing.
And that's what Emmanuel Bebe started with.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's for the late movie. I mean, he started with that. And, I mean, to have a workshop like that, you should have people who are interested. Not somebody who's going like, oh, I just want to see what's... like the famous Auntie Sawa is doing and all that. You come and see her and everything. Even though she's taking your money, so you come for the workshop. But you know, you won't do anything. But then, so it's like, I mean, it has to be your calling to know that this is what I want to do. You shouldn't just get up and say, oh, I want to do photography. That's because people are using
it. It has to be a calling.
Yeah, I mean,
you should have some kind of interest in that.
No, because the reason why I'm saying that, because it didn't come as easy as her and as me. Because I was already a visual artist.
So for you,
student.
You did visual arts.
I did visual arts in SHS. And I know my textiles, I know my graphics and my way around things.
Okay.
So I just added photography to my visual
what
arts.
You had done.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's like I got to know, because the editing was easy.
Editing is just like art. So
editing is like
art.
I mean, you paint and it's like you're just taking a picture.
Okay.
Taking
so
a
for
paint,
someone listening to us, if they love art, like you're saying, when it comes to photography and editing, they should be able to sail through without.
I mean, if you're able to master, that's the thing. Because with editing, you need to know your way around your tools.
So I mean, talking about tools, can we even share some of the tools that are used or that you use
in the photography or in the on the field or when you're in your editing room or whichever?
I mean, we are just talking about photography as a whole, so if you want to touch on editing, you can talk about that and then specific tools.
Okay.
And then
when it comes to editing, one thing I tell people who want to learn from me is you should know your color grading. It's very important. Because if you know your color grading and you don't even know how to retouch, you are good to go. I know a lot of photographers who are following MP, traveling, doing all of, sort of things, and they are not doing retouching. So when it comes to photography, your main goal should be your color grading with the editing part. Then with photography is a broad thing.
Yeah,
the reason why I like photography is it's not a one-man career. You can be doing photography, be doing graphics, be doing all sorts of... That software alone you'll be using, let me mention the software.
Yes.
Adobe Product, Photoshop. If you're using Photoshop,
in Lightroom,
you can be doing like 10 jobs. Too. Like you have like 10 career or 5 career.
In one.
You understand? You'll be using that same thing, doing graphics, that same thing, trying to manipulate it, that same... Like, you can learn a whole lot. So... With the tools, if I even mention the tools, I don't think
my family will be listening.
It's good for me to mention the software.
Okay, that's fine.
That is Photoshop and Lightroom. For me, I love Photoshop and Lightroom. I normally use Capture One, but just for portrait pictures. Not really. I don't really dive into.
Yeah. So and as you mentioned,
also I'm a Canon shooter. I love Canon. I've used other cameras, but most of my shots is Canon. So if you see me, you have to know that it's Canon.
That's you.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm also a Canon user.
Canon.
I think we are both in the same.
Yeah. The way it runs in the family and the things are just thinking.
Because earning my first camera was not easy.
Mm. It wasn't easy at all.
Because I had to convince my uncle that, uncle, I have to be your photographer for your wedding. So even you're just looking at me as like, I want to see your wedding. I'm just starting now, so just give me the gig and stop messing around. So,
okay.
So all of a sudden, you just give it to me.
Does it pay?
It pays. I mean, there are merits and there are demerits.
Okay.
It's hard
because as a startup, you may feel like, oh, I want a very big company. Just like, for example, like Moving Peacock in Pesky.
Mm-hmm.
You know that those places, they are big money there. So if you're like, okay, if I'm going to Moving Peak or Kimpes, what am I going to take pictures there? Is it going to be the event or is it going to be their rooms that are going to take pictures? So your package has to look good.
Mm.
But as a startup, you may feel like, these people, they will not be my mister because they don't even know me. They know all the big names in the country. Like I mentioned, like the Les Bobier and Steve Abebio and all those people. Those are people that they know.
Yeah.
But me, they don't know me.
How long have you been doing the photography?
This is my 12 years.
Okay.
12 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
What about you, Sandra?
Oh, I've been doing it home, so I always give myself professionally 6 years.
Okay, professionally.
I've been seeing. My dad used to use Fuji film. I know how to put film into it. I know how to take 36 roll. Yeah. They sent me to the dark room.
Yeah.
I've done a lot. The lab. I've for my daddy Chobo. Like I've done a lot.
So you know how to do the dark rooms and everything.
Yeah, they taught me. We're even having it in my dad's studio.
And sometimes that's what you.
Yeah,
that's
the negative. You have to take the negative from the film itself before you can get a picture.
That's the difficult one.
So our dad was really suffering because they didn't get to see what was on the picture.
Exactly.
They come and take your wedding, and if it's blur, it's blur.
Because if you want to learn photography, they'll tell you to go and learn the dark room. If you go to the Western world,
yeah,
that's how they'll teach you with that.
So me, I used to even take passport picture and I'll dry it. Like they call it Pinot camera. Like I'll remove it. My dad will make me dry it and I'll cut it for people. You see,
many experience.
If you don't do it, you not chop. That is the rules. Even now, cry. That thing, my dad is still doing it.
So has it paid so far? Because you mentioned that at a point there are some things that you couldn't afford, but because of the photography that you were doing, you were being paid. Right now, can you say that all those times has it paid off?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. That with photography, it has been a source of life for me since childhood. I take my friends' Facebook pictures and I'll come and steal my daddy's printing pictures and I'll print it and I'll go and get money. So right from getting money, trying to sustain myself, I realized that there's much into this thing. That was where I had my passion from. Like there's much into it than me just printing people's pictures, trying to do kululu. When my daddy people bring the frame, then I'll do kululu. Like
wow.
I realized that I had to put much into it because from SHS, I realized people knew what they wanted to do in life.
Okay, yes.
As compared to me, I don't know if I want to be a doctor. whether I want to be a nurse because I don't fit to be a nurse. So I was trying to do sports.
You're not fit to be a nurse. There are some specific people who are fit to be nurse.
No, to me, I know. I know me. I don't let someone tell because I didn't know what to do. To be a nurse, I have to wear straight dress. I'm not that type.
You look like a tomboy, like
I'm not that type. So I was doing sports, and I realized that there's sports. And even if I play, they will not select me. Even if I score goal, I'll not be part. I'll just go and play. I was like, but if I'm doing, people will come. If I'm not at the shop, they'll say they'll not give the work to my daddy. Then I have to know
that. So that's what you were seeing at the
point. People will come. They'll call my dad. My dad will call me on phone. We'll be about, say, sorry for speaking vernacular. Like, they want me to attend to the end. Most of the people that came were like, girls don't usually do this. So as a girl,
I'm sure they will find it fascinating too.
As a girl, do me too. I've been cropping their head, box. But don't be motivating me. Like, do it. And I was like, nah. Right now, because if I'm at my daddy's shop, I don't lack money.
So it pays.
If I'm at my daddy's shop, I don't like money.
So let me ask you, Jackie. Have there been specific hurdles that you have faced? You said you have done it for 12 years. Have there been specific challenges? We've seen that it pays. But have there been specific issues or challenges that you have faced?
Well, the hurdles that I've been facing is mostly either is with my clients or is me as the service provider. And as they always say, the client is always right.
Can you give us an example?
Well,
of the hurdles or
the hurdles was when a job is given to me and I need to prepare, which is drafting your doing your proposals and all kinds of things, getting into place just to show to the client what is needed to be done. And I'll present with my team and like, this is my team, this is the package that I'm giving to you. Okay, fine, let's go with it. So in the process of doing the shoot, can you imagine that I misplaced my SD card coming home?
Ooh.
While I go
when you
home,
were done.
When I was done.
God, I misplaced it. No wonder you bring it, will give you corrupt.
And the interesting part is the pictures that I've taken, they are so good. And so when you show it to these brides, they'll go like, oh Charlie, I want this photo now, so that I can post it to my friends on WhatsApp and Facebook and all kinds of places. The moment I go home, I come to edit the thing, I can't find the SD card.
Where is she?
And I don't know the kind of state that I was. I panicked a bit and I called and I was like, do I have to go back? Because where I live to, Charlie, foul, we're so small in my dinner area. I was like, no, I don't have to miss this opportunity. So I have to go back. I was even in the middle of La Paz. Then I saw that I misplaced my SD card. Then I had to go back.
Yeah.
And I got to look all over the place. I can't find it. And luckily enough, I had the rest of the images. But the best ones was what she was disappointed of.
Oh.
So when I got back the next day, which was the D-Day, the wedding, and I told her that, oh, I've misplaced the engagement, some of the photos that she wanted. She was a bit disappointed, but the husband said that she just
focus on the wedding.
Focus on the wedding. Oh, he didn't even care.
So it's as women.
No, men,
but
yeah, men, I know, right?
He was like, just focus. So he gave me that motivation. Then I was like, I'm going ahead. So after that, I got my best photos that day.
Oh.
And everything. But then the day, and that was one of the biggest hurdles I had to face. And since then, I learned my lesson.
So,
yes. What would be yours? You can share with us. There's some messages coming in. Just before you share with us, we have a message from Kingsley. It says, Mrs. Matilda Wilson, former head of tech and bio at National Identification Authority. She is an amazing woman. Mrs. Matilda Wilson, former head of tech and bio. Thank you so much, Kingsley, for giving the shout out to her. We are talking about women doing amazing things in tech. Today we're talking about photography, and I have with me in the studio Jacqueline and Sandra. So Sandra, share with us, what would you say is one hurdle, the main thing, that the challenge that you faced so far in your career?
So even though I'm saying my dad is a photographer, I mean, my dad didn't buy me camera.
Okay.
My dad didn't buy me camera. My mom too didn't want the idea of me being a photographer because she is married to a photographer, so she understands the work. She understands what is it doing. Then she always turn her photos with the heading.
No, but back then, this was something that didn't.
But you see, she's married to a photographer, so she understands. She knows what's in the man. So, I mean, I just like the work. So I was just driving my way.
It was a calling for you.
I mean, I follow people. You know, one thing about photography is, me, I don't talk about the things I go inside. I want people to know the things that is inside. Because as a photographer, if you don't have a camera, you are not assumed to be a photographer, right?
Exactly. Mm.
That is to them. But to me, I'm assumed to be a photographer if I don't have a camera.
Okay.
Yes, because you follow people to learn.
Exactly.
You go to school doesn't mean you get a craft there.
Yes. Exactly.
So you have to sacrifice to follow people, carry light, follow them to go and shoot wedding, and you start learning from them.
That's how you learn. That's how you learn.
As you learn, some of us, they start looking into money. So you call the person that has come to you pleading that I want to learn for you, and you're like, oh, today I have a wedding gig, let's go. Immediately that young person gets there and sees the way the decor and everything, in his mind, money day inside.
Exactly.
They calculate money give you. So they don't get to stay at one place. They move from here, move to here, because they are chasing money.
The focus is money.
They are not chasing the skills. Mm. But if you want to chase the skills, there's something called sacrifice. Exactly. People will use you.
Exactly.
People will use you.
I
but
think this is even everywhere, not even just about photography.
Yes, people will use you, but you will get to understand the business and if you follow them with... Like, you are ready to learn, be humble, because the business aspect of everything comes when you understand the work itself. You understand? And buying camera is not easy.
It's not easy. Very true, because...
It's not easy. Me, when I carried my money to buy a camera at my age, I was like, hey!
This money for camera.
Because nobody will buy it for me. Some people get parents to support. Mm. Some get family. Me, my dad is a photographer, but he doesn't even know how to buy a gift than to even buy a camera.
He wouldn't pay attention to you.
He will not pay. So I did everything on my own as a woman. I didn't have to tell a man to buy it for me.
Interesting. We are having a conversation on some amazing women doing wonderful things in the photography space. This month of March, we are spotlighting women who are in tech. If you have any remarkable woman in tech, be it your colleague, your boss, your subordinate, please just send a message on their behalf. Let us know on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. As I said, we're having a conversation with Sandra and Jacqueline. And so far, we've been talking about their journey, some of the hurdles that they have had. So I want to ask you this, Jacqueline. Have you had any experience that you say wasn't good at all for you as a female photographer?
Because
can you recount any worse experience? I mean, apart from what you shared with us, would you say you've had a specific experience because you were a female photographer?
Yeah, because as my early stages in photography, I didn't have anyone to really groom me in the sense of like, oh, this is what it's all about. Because me, I knew that photography is a money maker and everything. Because as long as you are focused and you know that, oh, so like as she mentioned, some will be in for the money and some will be in for the skills.
Yeah.
I was looking for both.
Okay.
You have to look for both. If you chase the money, you end up
lacking. In the beginning, I didn't have people to really understand what I was doing, especially maybe with my parents, because it was like a battle.
I get you.
They go like, "Why are you going? Oh, I'm going to do a wedding gig, or I'm going to do an event, a party. Then, how much will they give you? Oh, maybe probably like 400 or 500. Ah,
They don't understand why you spend that time.
Tell you that they be out for your first scam.
They'll go like, oh, why don't you bring the money home?
Nothing is coming.
I'm in for the school, not for the money.
Sometimes, guys, not your giggle.
Exactly.
It's someone else. Referrals and all that.
So in the beginning stages, it wasn't easy because me, I was looking in for like a mentor. So most of the time, I was following Bobby.
My favorite.
I was following Bobby around. And he too, he's very, very intimidating. Like when you see him, it's like, how can you even talk to him? Because I mean, like, this is Bob Pixel you're talking about. Because
the man is great.
And so sometimes I get shy, but you just go like, just sit down and watch. So most of the time he invites me to his photo shoots and everything. Then I go and watch what he's doing, his editing. I see most of the time when he takes his time to really interact with the clients. He juggle with them, he play with them, and make them feel comfortable. I mean, that is what a professional photographer does.
So that's a tip for someone listening.
Exactly.
You have to make
the person comfortable.
Feel comfortable.
A client or whichever, which is within in my space as a photographer. Because if I take photographs of you, I don't have to make you look dull. You have to look cheerful, like, so that, I mean, my work will speak for itself. So it's like, just doesn't make me look dull for my features for you to tell me, oh, I drive on the photo, I took a minute, I don't look good, though. The editing, you tear my mouth or my face or something.
And you crop the head.
Exactly. So, I mean, it all comes with skills, it all comes with discipline and everything as the early stages in my journey. And so most of the time, my sister always advise me that, you know what, do a photo exhibition, which has been telling me how to date, how to get it done.
Then
so
it should be one of your goals for 2024 if you haven't yet done it.
Oh, it's on this way. I'm just preparing myself, and it's not going to be, I want it to be like a story of just me, not somebody who has done something and I was like, oh, I want to do this exhibition for. I want to do it for me. That's the reason why I've delayed. And I just want to make sure it's the right moment and the right time.
Okay. Sandra, exactly. We'll be getting to you with some lessons that you have learned so far. But before we do that, Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. We are spotlighting women who are doing amazing things in the tech space. We would like to hear from you. You can send us your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. If there's been any female in the tech space who has been influential in your life, let us know. We would be back right after this and continue our conversation.
Can you hear it? The freedom in our songs. The sound of liberty that rings from Kaswa to Karaga, from Tamale to Takoradi. It's in the pestles that pound from coast to coast. It's in the busy offices, the crowded streets, and the noisy schools. It's in the wisdom of our elders and in the laughter of our children. It's in seeing how far we've come and looking at how much we can grow. It's in knowing that still, Ghana go be. Happy 67th Independence Day, Ghana. MTN.
Get ready for the cybersecurity event of the year. The 2024 edition of the CISO Summit is SPARC, bringing together cybersecurity leaders, IT professionals, CISOs, experts, and innovators from Ghana and beyond. Join us at the CISO Summit, where we dive deep into the latest trends, challenges, and strategies in cybersecurity. It's not just a conference. It's a gathering of minds to address evolving cyber threats, develop robust security strategies, and promote information sharing. This event will be happening live on the 27th and 28th of March at the Labadi Beach Hotel. Don't miss expert insights, innovative showcases, interactive sessions, and networking opportunities. The rate is a cool 4,000 Ghana cedis for regular and 3,800 for early bird, valid till 23rd February 2024. Secure your spots now. Visit thecisosummit.com or call 0572-760-472. Be part of the cybersecurity revolution.
Like a small boat on the ocean,
sending big waves into motion.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breachim. Thank you for sticking with us. The CISO Summit is back, uniting cybersecurity leaders, IT professionals, CISOs, and innovators from Ghana and beyond. Get set for the cybersecurity event of 2024. We will be diving deep into trends, challenges, and strategies in cybersecurity. This is happening on the 27th and 28th of March at the Labadi Beach Hotel. Do not miss the expert insights, innovation, showcases, and networking opportunities that will be available. The rate is a cool 4,000 Ghana cedis. Group discounts are available. You'd have to secure your seat by visiting the site www.thecisosummit.com, www.thecisosummit.com, or you can call the number 0572-760-472. I will be moderating this event and would love to see you come around. If you're an IT professional, cybersecurity leader, or any CISO, this is the summit for you. Make a date with us on the 27th and 28th of March at the Labadi Beach Hotel. This evening, we've been having a conversation on ladies dominating the tech space when it comes to photography. And I've had with me in the studio Jacqueline and Sandra. So far, they've shared their journeys with us. They've shared with us some hurdles they had to cross and how they have done their work. Now we want to be sharing some lessons that we have taken from the number of years that we have worked. So I'll start first with you, Sandra. What are some lessons that you have learned so far?
In photography?
Yes. That's our focus today.
Photography is a career that will teach you a lot. I would advise most of the youth to be doing photography because it's a career that makes you disciplined. You should know when to behave, when not to behave. Like when you have a client, when a client comes to you, you know this type of client, how you should go by. And one thing that I love about photography is when to dress and when not to dress. That is when you're
for the
going,
photographer.
Yeah, when you're going for an event, okay, a wedding, you should dress as such.
Okay.
Yes. So
it teaches you in a way.
A lot. So now I dive into it better. That's what I was trying to say, that the money aspect of photography has become too much that even me, when people see me, they think I'm rich. That kind of mindset should be also be cleared off because photography is very expensive.
Mm.
Equipment are very, very expensive. Speed light, I'll even say common speed light, ranges from 1,000 to 2,000. So imagine
at first it was 900.
Imagine the other ones, the ones that
so takes a lot of money goes into it.
So with photography, you will learn how to invest. You learn the word investment. You don't have to be a doctor or a nurse to know how to invest in business. It's going to probably show you how to invest.
You have to save up sometimes to get some of your equipment,
yes,
and your gadgets that you
yes,
use.
Yes, it's very, very necessary. And I mean, there's a lot into it when it comes to art. For me, my type of photography is more of documentary art storytelling.
Mm.
And in Ghana, yeah, they don't really like art.
Not really.
So if you see me trying to fight my way inside, then you should know that I put in more hard work. So with photography, you need more hard work.
A lot of effort.
Because Ghana do not love art. Like, they don't like art.
Exactly.
You understand? We go for exhibitions.
Yeah,
we go for exhibition and they will come and all they do is good and work. So I need money.
Meanwhile, like, exhibition is meant to sell your...
It's meant to sell. But to Ghana, it's meant to take pictures, give location. Like, they just come there to come and vibe. Yeah, this is the location I came.
I came to this gallery for drinks. So I come to mingle with friends.
That's what they even the people coming to even buy, do not come and buy. They try to come and get clients.
Exactly.
And it's not really pushing me.
You have to network at your
network exhibition. At the exhibition. And it's not really pushing we that we are doing more of art. Because me, I took from Aboya and Bob Pizzles.
Mm.
Like, I used to do weddings and the others, and I told myself, what can I do different? Because it's like wedding party, that's what everybody is doing.
Exactly.
Then there was a day I was on Instagram and I saw both people. I was like, hey. Then I changed my style of photography, and from that time I've not been the normal Sewa again.
Got you.
Yeah, so you should be ready to learn.
Yeah, be ready to learn as a photographer. We definitely have to do that. So what motivates you, Jacqueline? What would you say motivates you? Because this is really a space that is dominated by males.
Yeah, because I get that a lot. Because when you go for me, I've been going to my first, as my journey, I've been doing fashion shows. I used to go to this Ghana, Ghana fashion show.
Ghana fashion show.
That one I went with Steve Abebio. He was one of my first mentors. And he invited me and he was like, he wants to put me on the team just to go and take photographs. So most of the time, I think that's when I met this Nigerian photographer. I've forgotten his name. He saw me and he was like, and he saw me using my kit lens. And he said, are you a starter? I said, yeah. Well, coming to a fashion show, always use a wide lens.
Okay.
That was the first thing that he taught me.
So he gave you a lesson.
He gave me a tip, like, always use a wide lens. Because wide lens will give me much room and your angles.
You don't have to struggle.
He's like, so you don't have to struggle. Go closer and everything. So when he told me that, I smiled and I was like, Thank you so much. So, I mean, wherever that you go, people will always try to interact with you. They're never seen a lady holding a camera. And most of the time, too, they try to ignore or something.
Okay, so that's what motivates you, the fact that people are fascinated by the fact that you are a female and you are in the space doing the photography. Okay. Yeah.
And everything. So ever since then, I gained confidence in going to these fashion shows because I have a friend, she was a model. So every time that she's going on a show, she go like, Adjoa, come and be on the show. So most of the time, I just go there just because of the models. And when I see these models, when they see me, they started laughing. They go like, hey, I get my photos today. And everything. But I mean, I'm not going there because of them. I'm going there to gain a lot of... like she said, networking and getting to people to know who Adra Kessy really is.
Okay, so and this one, I'll ask you, Sewa. You said that you didn't really get the support that you wanted.
Yeah.
It didn't really come from how you were. So if there's a parent listening to us and they have a child who wants to probably get into photography, what would be the advice that you give them?
I feel like they should be ready to support, because with me, sometimes I feel because of the lack of support I'm getting, it's really draining me down. There are things I can do faster that I have to. It has to take me 2 years to save and get that thing and start using it. You get, and it's not like my parents have any account support. Me, I know say them not get.
You know they.
Yes, but then if a parent is there and he or she can support his or his son in doing photography, I mean, they should be ready to buy cameras for them, because a child at age 17 or 16 is saying, mommy, I want to be a photographer. You are watching that child to carry 8,000 to go and buy a camera. I feel like you are weakening that person.
If you can help the child.
Yeah, it's either you support with a little money, because at the end of the day, when they start seeing that, hey, people are booking you, they'll be the same parents say,
yeah, of course.
Oh, give me this. So, like, to me, I feel like Ghanaians should support handiwork, something technical. You should be ready to support it, because it doesn't. It's a work that does not go for retirement. Because as I grow as a lady, I know I'm not as strong as a man.
Mm-hmm.
So I've given myself a target of age, let's say 35 years. Mm. I should be having my studio that boys or females will be controlling.
Yeah.
I'm still working. But then the studio is in my name. People are working for me.
Got you.
You understand? Because right now handiwork is
we can't do
it's giving more employment than
exactly, yeah.
It actually pays outside.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's actually so something I feel
like
that pays.
And especially when you're a woman, the parent brings you down, cry. They are like, Oba, like, lady, you won't do photography. Like,
let me give you one tip.
So I'm
like, they'll ask you when you're going in the evening now. Whatever time, man.
Because somehow they want to protect the awards too. But I think this is just what we are giving. The advice is that if you're a parent and you have your daughter showing interest in any of the male-dominated spaces or even photography, it would be good to support them and give them the necessary advice where necessary.
Yeah, I feel like the parents need to understand what photography... videography is, because this is the 21st century.
A lot of parents still have it in their mind that photography is not a career.
Exactly.
So me, like this, there's a lot I'm proving to most of my friends who have been in the university, who are doing doctorate, who are doing psychology. Like, they meet me and they're like, yo, boss. They meet me, I'm like, yo, boss.
they need to understand.
I'm proving a lot to them that if I don't go to Legon, doesn't mean I can't be where I want to be.
Yeah.
I prove a lot. Sometimes I sit down and I'm like, yo, the other days most of my badge mates used to be in university and they're like, people are arguing about my name in the dorm. And they have to tell their friends that, oh, I'm their classmate. It's good.
It's good. Yeah. Definitely. We would have to outstand wherever we are. And that is one of the things that is being done by the women I'm having the conversation with this evening. That is Sandra and Jacqueline. We will be wrapping up pretty soon. We would like you to teach photography technique. But before we get to that, we just want to share with our listeners the quick tech fixes.
My name is Michelle Lejakum, and I bring you some tech quick fixes and tips here on Geek Squad. Social media, especially Instagram, has become integral to our daily routine in this fast-paced digital era. Despite its appeal as a platform for sharing moments, Instagram can sometimes become a time-consuming habit. If you are an iPhone user looking to take a break from Instagram without deleting the app, here's a step-by-step guide that can help. 1. Go to settings on your iPhone. 2. Scroll down and select the screen time. 3. Tap on your device name at the top of the screen. 4. Under app limit, tap on add limit. 5. Select social networking or manually find Instagram under all apps and categories. 6. Choose Instagram from the list and set your desired time limit by adjusting the sliders or entering a specific time. 7. Tap on add to save the limit. And that's it. You can now enjoy Instagram as well as other apps with greater control.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Bridgem. Just before we went on the break, we just wanted to learn a technique, anything at all that comes to mind. But before we do that, we have some messages and we would like to just read them out. This person says, hi ladies, I'm enjoying your program. Well done, ladies. I heard someone saying there's no school for photography, but there is in Tema. Okay, you didn't add your name. We would like to know some more details about this if you can share with us on the number 055111997. There's also another message. Thumbs up to your guest. Please could Sandra share her contact. This is from CDS. Okay. They will share their contacts just when we wrap up. Okay. Our time is almost up, so we'll be wrapping up. If you can share the technique with us, this will be 30 seconds before we just do final words. Any technique that you'd like to share, that's if you have anything at all. I think you already mentioned something about taking the pictures at the fashion show and then you were told to rather use a wide lens, right? Yeah, okay, so okay. We can let that count as a technique.
Let me just give. It's not like a technique, but
okay.
As a photographer, whatever camera you have, be proud of it.
Okay.
Or a phone.
Like, you don't have to have a big camera to call yourself a photographer. Even if it's a crop sensor camera, it could be T6, T7, and someone is using R. Do not give up. You still get your camera and still be taking nice pictures. That's what I have to tell them.
And do a lot of research on YouTube, because YouTube is a whole university for you.
Okay. YouTube is a whole university for you. Okay, so we're just wrapping up. You can share your contact first, Sandra, and then Jacqueline.
So on all social media platforms is Sewa Photography. on all social media platforms, whether TikTok, Instagram, Sarah Photography. And my contact is 055-055-066-883. Or you can just write to me on my Instagram page. I'll be fair enough. I'll reply. Thank you.
Thank you. Jacqueline, how can people reach you?
You can reach me through WhatsApp. I have a whole business card log there, which is 055-620-9483. And if you want to reach me on Facebook, it's Jacqueline Adjoakesi. That is my whole photography page.